Hey, and welcome to Splish Splash, the interview podcast that is the really nice breakup text that you didn't expect to get. Thank the Lord for small miracles, right? Speaking of miracles, we have on the show today a couple of real-life miracles, and they are the Reverend Stevedore Maybelline Vidae Esquire and Kathy Piatta. They're the leaders of Some Souls Church, and they provide an alternative kind of worship experience with Church Night, their once-monthly praise service. And it's alternative in the sense that these lovers of the Lord, they preach a message of sex, drugs, and plain old just getting fucked up. Now, in some ways, I'm a pretty private person, especially when it comes to my faith. But I thought it was really important for you guys to hear this really great talk that I had with Kathy and the Reverend concerning matters of the Spirit. So let's get into it on this week's episode of Splish Splash. So today, I'm with the Reverend Stevedore Maybelline Vidae Esquire and Kathy Piatta, the head ministry over at Some Souls Church. They lead services once a month in a sweaty rock club. It's so great to have you both here today.
Amen. Thank you, Blessings, Tony, for having this beautiful space.
Wonderful podcasting space this is.
Thanks, Reverend. I was wondering if you could open things up with a little blessing for us.
Okay, sure.
Ever done that? Give it a whirl?
I can do that. I've blessed so many things, but never a podcast before. Okay. I'd ask that we could all join hands. That'd be nice. Okay, that's wonderful. Through him, in him, with him, around him, with grateful thanks to these very phallic microphones sitting in front of us for receiving the gifts of the words that will come from our mouth. And thanks to Tony for also getting Papa John's pizza prior to the start of the podcast, because both Kathy and I were hungover as fuck.
Amen.
Nice. That was magical.
And also, thank you for the cookie.
Oh, that was great. Oh, I need
you know
a
me.
Boost.
You hanging in the river? You look a little nervous. You need a clonopin?
I'm shaking.
Want to smoke a bowl?
Can we do both? That'd
sure.
be nice. Yeah, lorazepam, clonazepam, whatever you got.
Whatever
I love them all.
You have.
Just trying to make you comfortable, Reverend.
Amen.
So, you guys host services once a month over at the Black Cat. Now, only once a month. What's the philosophy there?
Well, we skimmed the Bible once, and we didn't see anywhere that it said you had to do any sort of church service more than, you know, once per menzies cycle. So that's really why we decided to do it that way, because I don't think we could do once a week. That's just too much.
I don't think so either. I mean, some people say that you should be getting to church like once a week.
Some people do that, and that's fine.
Right, but you know what?
To each her own.
I mean, to each their own, but they're wrong.
Well, they are wrong, but they can do whatever they want.
Sure, we embrace their decisions, even if they're poor ones.
Okay. So, are you sort of really happy about your decision to only go once a month? Like, just more than that would just be way too much for you?
We could do less. I might be happier with less.
I could do that. You see, Tony, it takes such a toll on both of us,
body-wise. It's very hard.
There's a physicality that I lack, you know, because I don't know how you'd say it. I don't take care of myself health-wise and physically because I don't have to, because I do what I want.
But you look great.
Thank you so much. I know that. I know that.
So, Reverend, do you listen to podcasts?
I do. I listen to a few, but my favorite is Joanne Bettencourt. Have you heard of her?
No, I haven't. Tell me all about Joanne.
She has a podcast called Fancy Feast. She's currently in litigation with the makers of the cat food Fancy Feast, right? But it's a podcast all about, highfalutin, like gourmet cooking for your cats. And it's wonderful. She does it twice a day. It's an hour and a half long, and it is my favorite way to spend time.
That's great. Do you cook for your cats, Reverend?
Of course. I do all the time. Three meals a day for all the cats. Although we're thinking about switching to six smaller meals a day, because apparently that's healthier for the cats.
Sure.
Maybe just a bunch of crudité and heavy hors d'oeuvres throughout the day.
Gotcha. I'm just so honored to be in y'all's presence today. Like, I'm just a podcaster, but like you, Reverend, you're the Godcaster.
Oh, Lord.
You're the Godcaster.
Do you see what he did? Do you see what he just did? I get it. I am the Godcaster. You know what, though, Tony? I am less of a caster and more of a receiver. I've always liked to catch more than I like to pitch when it comes to the words, Lord.
Would you might even say that you're a real power bottom?
Oh, Lord. Amen. I like the sound of that. That's a new one for me. Kath, what do you think of him? Am I the Lord's power bottom?
You are the power. You definitely are a power
Amen.
Bottom.
Okay.
So, Reverend, how'd you come to faith?
Well, so Tony, that's an interesting story. When I was a young boy working in Natchitoches Parish, Louisiana, at a Starbucks, I was just a lonely barista, you know, and I would sling up lattes and, excuse me, fuck.
Take your Tums, it's okay. Shit.
I didn't take enough Zantac earlier today. I was a young boy slinging lattes at Starbucks, Tony, and I was selling weed on the side. And I would go out back to the alley behind the Starbucks, and I'd get high, and I'd sell dime bags and gram bags and, you know, all that shit that people love out there making that cash. And one day, a man approached me, and he asked me if I wanted to join a seminary at the local college to become a priest or a reverend.
What'd you say?
Or a rabbi. We had all the options. And I said, hell no. I want to sell weed. And I did not like his insinuations that that was a bad thing to do, because weed helps people.
It helps people.
It helps me all the time, every day.
Smoke weed every day. Right? Amen.
And I was just insulted that he would propose an alternative as if I was not doing what I was supposed to be doing with my life. But then, just out of sheer curiosity, I asked him how much money I could make doing it. And he said like 10% of people's annual incomes if I became a reverend. So I said, fuck it, I'm in. And I have just been raking that shit in.
Stacking paper?
Stacking paper.
That's so great. So how'd you two meet?
Well, Kath, why don't you tell this story?
Well, this all started back when I became a street-walking hooker.
Amen.
And I was out there doing that every day. You know, while Reverend Bidet was in an alley selling weed, I was on a street corner selling my body, of course. I did lots of tricks. I was known very well on the street. And then one day, Rev Bidet comes driving along. Must have got lost or something.
I did.
He came driving along in his minivan there. And he rolled down his window, and I said, Rev, are you looking for a good time tonight? And he said he was, so I got in there. And who was on the radio? Was it Stephen Curtis Chapman or something like that?
I thought it was John Cougar Reagan.
John Cougar Reagan. Yes, he was on the radio. And he touched my thigh and he said, what's your name, child? And I told him, I'm Kathy. And then he said, do you want to spend the rest of your life selling your body to man for money? Or do you want to come with me and sell your soul for God for money?
Amen.
Amen. And in that day, I joined him, and I went off with him, and we started church night.
We did.
That is how we met.
I always get just a little bit emotional when I think about that.
That was an incredible changing experience for me.
Because you were lost inside. I mean, she was covered in sex residue and sweat and glitter and sex residue. Tony, it was awful. Awful.
But really, I mean, I think both of our reasons were the same, and that was you can just make so much more money
tons
at the
of
church.
Money. Oh, my Lord. Okay.
That's so great to hear. You guys have really created something that's good. That's good for the community.
Yes, and tax exempt as well.
Yeah, great for your bank accounts.
Yes.
That's all right. What are we, like a 501c3? Like a 501c3.
I'm not sure. I've never done the paperwork for that.
We have file taxes.
We're something. We don't have to.
Amen. Sister, so you're the youth minister over at Some Souls Church.
That's right.
So what does your daily ministry entail?
Well, it depends on how much I had to drink the night before. So I'll wake up sometime in the afternoon, I'll pop an upper, I'll shoot back a couple of shots of Jack, and I'll get on Facebook. Because that's where all the kids are these days, you know. They hardly come to Sunday school, but I'll get on Facebook, I'll make a fake profile, okay, and then I'll friend request them. and then I find out who has the drugs, or whose parents have the drugs, really. And those are the kids that I like to reach out to the most, because they are the ones that are truly struggling, and they are also the ones that you can manipulate the most. So I try to find the most vulnerable children and work down from there.
What kind of impact have you had, sister?
Probably not much at all. You know, one thing I've learned as a youth minister is you can't change kids. They are who they are. You can't teach them anything. They're not going to do anything you say. They say, oh, Kathy, you know, that's not a right turn. You're not supposed to be going that way down that street, or, you know, get out of my house. My dad asked you not to come here anymore, that sort of thing. So I just learned you can't really affect any sort of change on children, but I'll try. I'll try my darndest.
But I'll say this, that catfishing stuff that you've been doing on Facebook
is been working. Well, my medicine cabinet.
It's fun.
Stop now.
Amen. I love it.
Oh, I bet you're the best catfish ever.
I am a bear. I'm a kitty cat fish.
Reverend, what's your favorite part about being the spiritual leader over at Some Souls?
Oh, my Lord, Tony, I'm so glad you asked that question. When I'm up there on the dais and I'm looking out at our massive throbbing flock, you know, Tony, I think to myself, all of these people came in here thinking a certain way. And when I started talking, I manipulated them gradually at first and then more ferociously towards the end and faster and deeper until they thought what I wanted them to think. And for me, that just does it.
It just does. You're so wonderful at it. You know, we have a saying at Some Souls Church. We say, we are just here to love you, hug you, and pray on you.
That's right.
We do. That is what Reverend Bidet does each and every service.
It's so nice. On a scale, just even talking it right now, from a scale of like 1 to like 12, my nipples are at like a 13.
That's right. They are hard. I can see them through his frock.
So, okay, Reverend, I've had some questions recently, some deep spiritual questions.
Okay.
And I just wanted to ask if I could just, you know, bounce some stuff off you.
Bounce it off me. I'm like a wall with, I don't know, an analogy right
the
here, but go ahead.
Court.
Go ahead.
Cool. So, you know, I've been thinking about, like, the Lord. Do you think the Lord likes to party?
Oh, come on. Tony,
do
shit.
Do you think we'd be in this business
Are you
if the Lord didn't
kidding
like to
me?
Party?
Tony. Right now, I'll tell you one thing. You know what? You know what the Lord is doing right now at this very time? He's on Lake Havasu in Arizona, and he's throwing beads out, and he's seeing titties. Okay?
He is.
That's what I'm talking about.
And he is also those ladies showing those titties, collecting those beads.
Simultaneously,
all
at once.
The Lord is everyone.
The Lord is a homosexual cat-loving man in Washington, D.C., doing poppers in a bathroom at Cobalt down there on 17th Street right now. That's what the Lord
is. That's what the Lord is.
Oh, Lord. To answer your question, yeah, he likes to fucking party, okay?
I'm so relieved.
What an innocent, naive question. I love it. Thank you for asking that.
So if you could ask the Lord one question, what would it be?
Yeah, it's funny. Kathy and I were just talking about this early today. What did you...
I was thinking, you know, I'd ask the Lord, if you had a name, what would it be? And would I call it to your face?
And I think what I would ask the Lord is... Was that you on the bus the other day? Because there was this guy, I was on the bus, it was the X2 going down 8th Street. And that's a roll of the dice every time you get on the X2.
It really is.
Amen. But there was a young man who said, I mean, I guess he was like 65 or something, but he was like covered in urine and he was screaming at everyone, I am the Lord, come again. I am the Lord, come again. I am the Lord coming in.
Yes.
And it wasn't until he started masturbating on the bus
that you really truly thought.
Well, that's when I started to judge him more. You know, I was like, shit, I don't want any of that on me. And I thought to myself, wait, Bidet, take a step back, take a pause, Bidet. Because what if this guy is the Lord? Because remember, we talked about how much he loves to fucking party.
Yeah.
And that guy was fucking partying.
He was partying. Amen. That was the ultimate party right there.
Yes.
He was having with himself over the seats of the X2.
Oh, man.
It ended up just being that one guy. He ended up passing out and I think passing away that day.
I think he might have died on that bus.
I think he died on the bus. So it wasn't the Lord.
Reverend, have you ever had a vision?
Oh, absolutely. So it was 1996, I think, and Kathy and I had just hooked up. And... Just to be clear, never. But just to be clear, we had just hooked up in terms of we'd brought her off the street. And
yes,
we were
sure.
Make
yes.
Some money.
Oh, this is the West Virginia.
It's the West
yes,
Virginia story.
I remember this.
Amen.
We all had visions
and
that
we
night.
We did, yeah. And we should I tell the whole
tell the story?
Okay,
tell the tale, Reverend.
So we had done like a shit ton of blotter acid
yes.
down here in D.C., right?
Yes.
And then. I don't know what happened, but next thing I remember, I am driving behind the wheel of a car.
Yes, and we got it in our mindset. Something was chasing us.
We had a vision that some ambiguous, ominous force was chasing us.
We were driving fast.
And you know what, Tony? Sometimes the Lord throws you a curveball.
Sure.
And in this particular instance, it came in the shape of a 75-pound, 11-year-old curveball. And we hit that curveball fucking hard, Tony.
Did you knock it out of the park?
We knocked it out of the park.
Oh.
What do you do, okay, when the Lord throws you a curveball because you are having visions and shit?
Well, you know, I got out. I took its wallet, of course.
Yep.
I stopped the car, I got out, I washed everything down with bleach and lye.
And then we had our altered boy, Randy, bury that curveball in the woods.
Amen. And then we fucking drove faster than hell. And we have never, ever been back to West Virginia.
If this podcast were in West Virginia, we would not go there. Also, if you are currently in West Virginia, just go ahead and turn it off.
So, question for you. Have you and God always been so tight? Or have there been just some times when, you know, you've just been thinking about him and been like, man, like that guy, he's such a D sometimes.
Well, when it comes to the Lord and D, I think it's Kathy who should be talking about it.
What do you say, Kathy?
I think the Lord's D would be 13, 14 inches.
Go on.
Was that the question? I'm sorry. Were there times when we thought he was a D?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. My mind was somewhere else. No, I think the Lord is a pretty cool dude. I think we've come to that conclusion. Wouldn't you say, Rev?
I mean, generally speaking, yes. We have come to that conclusion.
He did make Randy, our altered boy.
Fuck, I keep forgetting about that.
He has done some pretty fucked up things in the past. But
he
overall,
really has. I'm trying to think right now. Like, I'm thinking, because I'm in addition to theology, I like history.
Sure.
And I'm thinking back right now. Pretty much like in my brain, I have this thing where I can recall any event that's ever happened in history. And I can't think of one that has ever happened ever where anyone in humanity could ever say, the Lord is a dick. I mean, pretty much all of it, right? I mean, from like, I don't know, from like the time that fire was created up to Facebook. It's all been pretty cool.
Reverend, if you guys could kick it with the Lord for one day, what would you do?
Well... I have just four words for you, okay? Gathering of the Juggalos.
Amen. What is a Juggalo?
Oh, man, I'd get the Lord all face painted up and we just drink some Fago. What is that? What that's called?
Fago.
Oh, Fago.
It's delicious.
That's amazing soda. And we would just be doing whippets and getting fucked up all day out there in rural Ohio.
Yes.
That'd be so great. Fucking magnets, right?
How do they work? Amen. How about you, Kathy?
What would I do if I wanted to keep... Well, I'd agree. Gathering of the Juggalos.
Amen.
I love that idea.
Kathy, what sucks about your job?
Oh, well, that's easy. Randy.
Yeah?
He is a very, very, very difficult person to work with. You know, we like to say Randy has three jobs, all right? Lighting the candles, blowing the candles out, and in between, they're just doing whatever the fuck we tell him to, you know? That's what we say. And somehow he manages to screw all that up. And, you know, although Randy makes church night as hard as he possibly can, we like to think that, you know, we couldn't do it without him.
But it would just be much...
It would be much easier, but we really couldn't do it without him.
Amen.
Yeah, I didn't want him here today. I just thought he was going to be fucking shit up all over the place.
Yeah, we would not let him in here. We wouldn't do that to you.
We wouldn't have brought him. We wouldn't have done that. He can't talk.
He's locked in the basement somewhere doing right that.
I thought we left him.
What is that called? The auto...
Transfiguration? Oh, yeah, automatic transubstantiation.
Transubstantiation.
Yeah, he always says he wants to do that whenever he gets to a new place.
He takes his laptop into the basement, and we just let him do it.
Oh, that's funny. I thought we left him in the trunk.
I don't remember.
You know, we're all humans, and as humans, we face temptation. Reverend, what tempts you?
Well, just about anything. I mean, do you know what Postmates is? Have you heard of this? It's a service where some guy on a bicycle just does whatever the fuck you tell him to, and then he brings it to your house.
Okay.
Okay? When science and the Lord, I might add, has brought that to us, who are we to say no? You can have anything just with a click of your fingers, Tony. That's it. I'm talking that guy on his bike. I'm pretty sure Postmates will bring you a prostitute if you want to. They'll bring you whatever you want. So when temptation knocks on the door, Tony, I open the door. I let it right in. I pour it a drink. I tuck it into bed.
So would you say you embrace temptation?
I more than embrace it. I'd say, you know, we're intimate.
Sister, what about you? What tempts you?
Tempted by a lot of things day in, day out. A lot of times I'm tempted to not get out of bed in the morning, and so I don't. I spend a lot of days in my bed with a bottle of tequila and the YouTubes. Oh my God, those YouTube videos. I am tempted to make one myself. You know, those cat videos where they're talking the cat. Do you know that cats can talk? I had no idea. Did you know there are people out there that save up all their food and their toenail clippings and everything like that because they think that the rapture is coming? Yes. So nice. Now I save everything. Everything. I have leftovers from 6 months in my refrigerator.
Wow.
She does. They're not even frozen.
Yes. And I am tempted to eat those because they smell very, very good. But I am saving them for the rapture that is coming soon.
Gotcha. Do you guys hang out outside of church night? Or are you guys like, you keep work at work?
Well, we have to because Reverend Bidet and Randy both don't drive and can't drive. So that's I have right. to haul their asses all over town.
You got the best driving record amongst y'all?
Well, it's not spotless, but I can get out of most tickets. You know what I'm saying, Tony? Yeah. Blowies. I'm very, very good.
Also, Tony, talking about driving records, let's remember, it's not what you do, it's what you get caught for.
Yes, that is very, okay. very, very true.
Amen.
Yeah, so I drive these guys around all day.
Gotcha. Yeah. So I heard that you both gave Tinder a go.
Oh.
Yes. We tried
we
it
did,
out.
Indeed. Oh, praise him.
I was just using it. It was another catfishing scheme for me. We're always looking for more members of the flock, A, to bring them to the Lord, but B, because that means, you know, more revenue for us. So I did make a Tinder account, and I wanted folks to know that I am a woman of faith. So he had a real cute headshot of me as my profile pic, and in a cute lettering.
Your tits look great in it, by the way.
Thank you. I made sure that those were popping. And I put on there DTF because I wanted all those gentlemen and women out there to know that I am devoted to faith.
Amen.
I guess that means something different on the internet because I had some very interesting conversations.
That is true, my lord. I heard some of those stories. Enough to make your toes curl.
Yes.
Sister, what was the best Tinder date you ever went on?
I met this guy, Carlo. Reverend Bidet doesn't like him so much, but I met him for a quickie under one of the 495 interchanges, real close to here. And it was interesting. We did a lot of drugs, as usual. Hooked up and fell asleep. And I woke up just in time because I had rolled down the slope there and a semi was about to hit me. But I woke up and ran back and Carlo had left. I don't know where he went off to. But that was fun. Reminded me of the old days. That was a good time.
I bet it was good to be back in that position, right?
It was. I like all positions, Tony. But that one was especially fun.
Reverend, what kind of fun did you have with Tinder?
Well, not so much, Tony. I didn't have the greatest experience ever. Now, I don't know what it was, but for whatever reason, all of the ones that I would like, you know, and that would like me, because that's how it works. You only find out when you get a match, right?
Sure.
The ones who we would match, right, ended up having more cats than I did. And I have a problem because when I go out with someone else, right, and I want to have more cats of my own, I don't want to get involved with someone who already has cats.
Oh.
All right, that's like a shitty version of like Family Matters or one of those shows where like they combine the Brady Bunch or whatever. Did
right.
that ever work
that's,
out? They
no,
all fucking
they,
hated each
they
other.
They got a divorce, and two positives do not make a negative.
That's true, yeah. Here's a story of a lovely lady, and then the cats ate each other's faces.
Yeah, we can't have that. Okay, we already lost two cats this week.
We cannot have that. So the problem is I couldn't have any of these dates back to the rectory. Because they all smelled like their cats, and my cats would injure them physically, as I have trained them to do, Tony. And it just got quite depressing, and after a while, I had to shut down the account. Or was it, or maybe it got turned off. I don't know how that works.
It's okay, Reverend. You're the expert on theology, not technology.
Oh, that's
Ooh,
nice.
That was good.
That was good.
Yeah. You have just both been such a treat, such gems. It's been so great having you on the show this afternoon. I've been looking forward to this for so long. Church night is the second Friday of every month over at Black Hat. No more, no less. It's hard to get these folks out of bed in the morning. It is way better than any of the church that you probably went to. They're titties. They're punk bands.
There are. It's a real fun time. We hope you folks will come out and join us.
Yeah. If you ever want to come out, I'll tell you what it's like. Go ahead and read the Motley Crue autobiography. It's like that, but with more sex and less condoms.
That's right. That's right. We just want you folks to come together at the same time.
Oh, man. Amen. It's the church service that services you.
It's a philosophy I can get behind. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you
so much.
Man, that was such a blast. But I know what they're saying. Now I need a break from all that God talk.
You can learn more about Church Night at their website, churchnight.org, which is how Sister Kathy says it. God bless her. She just don't know any better. When you go there, be sure to visit the section labeled Church Business, which includes a collection of advertisements from past service bulletins. It's pretty fantastic. Okay, credits and social media. The show was recorded, produced, and edited by me, Tony Pareko. Our theme music, written and recorded by me with some help from Kevin D'Souza. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/splishsplashpodcast. Follow us on Twitter at splishsplashpod. Email us at splishsplashpodcast@gmail.com, and you can subscribe to the show with whatever app you use. Stitcher, Overcast, the iTunes podcast app. We're all over the place. It's all good, man. And also, it'd be really cool of you if you could rate the show in iTunes with a text comment. That'd be really nice. Anyway, that's the show. We'll be back at you real soon with another episode of Splish Splash.